Hello, and welcome to Mr. Mar's History Podcast. Google Mr. Mar History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we're going to be considering the failure of anti-Nazi opposition in Germany. Although it's well known that Hitler and the Nazis controlled Germany from 1933 to 45, there were some groups attempted to change this. Ultimately, though, these attempts to either limit Hitler's power or even remove him from office ultimately failed. One of the major reasons for this was simply fear. Most Germans were too scared to protest because of the risk of being arrested and tortured by the SS, and this allowed the Nazis to govern with little opposition towards them. The Gestapo also made it difficult for German citizens to do anything about Hitler's rule. The Gestapo were Germany's secret police, and not only were many Gestapo agents unknown, they also relied heavily on information from informants. As a result of this, many people were reluctant to express any anti-Nazi views for fear of being arrested. One of the major fears that Germans had was that of being sent to concentration camps. Conditions in these camps were known to be extremely poor. Inmates were often forced to do hard work, and they were given minimal food in poor living conditions. In 1933 alone, the Nazis sent 100,000 political opponents to these camps, and all of this had the impact of limiting other people's desire to oppose Hitler. It's also worth noting that one reason the anti-Nazi opposition failed was that large numbers of Germans supported the Nazis. They believed that Hitler's policies had improved life in Germany, and they wanted to see this continue. For instance, under Hitler's rule, unemployment fell massively, going from 6 million at the start of 1933 to only 300,000 by 1939. And in addition, Germany's military was rebuilt. All of this won significant public support. It's also worth remembering that even before Hitler took power in Germany, the Nazis were the biggest political party in the country, again suggesting widespread support. Other factors which helped the Nazis maintain power and stop opposition include propaganda. The Nazis used propaganda, including posters and rallies, on a common basis, and this created the impression that Hitler was universally popular when people were regularly exposed to such messages. Furthermore, the Nazis had the power of censorship due to the Reichstag fire decree, which meant that they could choose what newspapers printed or stop them printing negative stories. As a result of this, it made it difficult, if not impossible, for anti-Nazi messages to be heard in Germany, and again this limited opposition because people didn't have the opportunity to join. Hitler also took other steps, including banning trade unions and political parties, and this had the result of stopping opposition as well. The lack of organised opposition groups in Germany meant that anyone who wished to stop Hitler would have to take individual action, and most people again were too scared to do so. It's also worth noting that even opposition groups which did exist, such as the Social Democrats and Communists who continued to take part in underground activities, were often disorganised or refused to work together for political reasons. The Nazis took different steps to try and stop church opposition. Hitler had a fear that by taking firm action against the churches, he may alienate religious Germans. As a result, he made a deal, known as a concordat, with the Catholic Church, which stopped them getting involved in politics, and he also set up the Reich Church as an alternative to Protestant groups. By taking what seemed to be reasonable actions, this stopped religious people in Germany growing angry at Hitler, and thus limited again anti-Nazi opposition. In extreme cases, though, the Nazis simply stopped opposition to them through executions. This includes people such as Martin Niemöller or Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who were well-known anti-Nazi opponents. By removing opposition leaders, it made it harder for anti-Nazi groups to get organised, and of course it also had the result of scaring other people from following their actions.